I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Happy New Year! My resolution is to be more fun.
I don't want to sound like a weirdo fan, but I am obsessed with everything you've ever done.
Is it me or is the show getting weirder this year?
Excuse me. First.
Another one.
First and second belch of 2019.
recorded.
Yes. That is my favorite thing, though, to constantly say, that's the first time I've done this year.
I love that joke.
Me too. I wasn't saying that sarcastically. I really do love to do that.
Yeah, I know you do. I heard you.
You were keeping up with my first even whenever we weren't together. I needed you to know. I've told everybody though. It doesn't matter. New Year, who dis? This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She crucifies her grandmother for not liking Taylor Swift. Doesn't have my back on ear smacking attacks, but I'm excited because Lacey has a birthday right around the corner.
I'm really glad that we're gonna get into this. It's so funny how much alike we are and then how different we are too. The year just started, but we both have pretty long streaks. I went without showering and she is still eating those black-eyed peas. My partner is back for another fun-filled year and her name is
Amy Nichols. Darn straight.
Okay, so are these black-eyed peas from the first?
They were from the first.
And you're still going strong.
Yeah, but we were twinning the other day because you were eating them too, but you had not made them on the first.
No, I just made them. Hey, I don't care. I've been, shocker, lazy this year. So on the first, I actually went to my parents' house and they fed me. And then I felt like a grown child. They sent me home with leftovers.
Oh,
like not just from that day, like cleaned out the fridge. I have some enchiladas. I'm not going to eat them. Yeah, because Jeremy and I hadn't been home and I hadn't done any shopping yet. So what? I was like, yeah.
I did the same thing with my parents, but it was food from that day. So
all of the above. It was great. I was like, are you serious? And then I was going to cook the next day. I bought everything to make this Irish box tea I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I bought all the ingredients for it. The main ingredient is corned beef. Could not find corned beef at two different places. So I went from, I'm going to make our first meal that I cook really special to, we're eating my mom's enchiladas after all. So, but I want to start this new year, brand new podcast, off with two very special things.
Okay. I think I know one of them.
One of them, we're going to finally open up our gifts.
Yes.
That Jill Slaba sent us. So I can't wait for this. But I also want to give a special shout out to somebody.
Who is it?
I want to give a shout out to Allison Wallace. She is the first and only person who messaged us and was like, when are you coming back? So,
so
missed us. So that's really nice. But also, we have a fan.
Of course.
In Pensacola, Florida.
Oh.
That I am not related to.
Oh, I was about to say, is this your mother-in-law?
Nope. None of them listen, so it's fine. I can talk about anything I want to. No, as soon as my grandma came at Christmas, she walks in and she goes, have your ears been burning? I said, why?
You know the saying though, right?
Because somebody's talking about you.
Okay.
Yeah. But
okay.
What are you saying about me? Why are my ears burning? That's what I meant. Not no. Why?
Oh, no.
Or yes. How did you know?
Lacey's burning something else.
So Grandma Patty Roberts came in and said that she works for a pet surgeon. His name is Dr. Joe Williams of Pensacola Humane Society Spay and Neuter.
Aww.
Big fan. And so she comes in and she said, yeah, my doctor listens to your show. And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, what's your partner's name? And then it clicked.
Because he wasn't talking about the morning show.
Exactly. Because I have people tell me all the time, oh, I love listening to your show. And my neighbor told me that, who I sit around and talk about the podcast in front of her. And then like the next day she texts me and said, I was listening to your show. I love it. And I was like, yeah, what do you like? And she's like, Kelly Raspberry. And I'm like, she's not on my podcast.
She has been, but not on a regular basis.
So it really amazed me. According to Grandma Patty, they used to carry the Kid Craddock Show in Pensacola, but it's been a while. So I don't know if he's a long fan of the Kid Craddock Show. She said he doesn't think he listens to Kid Craddock. So did we like get our own
wow.
fan? How did he find us? And thank you for listening.
Yes, of course. Across borders.
I know. I felt so special. Oh my gosh. Then after that, I'm like, yeah, this one time in the podcast, Amy and I did this. We even got into something Jeremy and I have always fought about. Red velvet cake. What do you think about red velvet cake, Miss Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles?
I think it looks beautiful and it tastes good, but I think it gets too much credit, in my opinion. It's a chocolate cake. That's what it is. It's beautiful. Uh-oh. I think I fell on the wrong side of this argument.
Okay, so I completely disagree. It is not a chocolate cake with red dye. I think that it is completely different. There are people who like chocolate cake. There are people who like red velvet cake. They're not hand in hand. If you gave me a blind taste test
of
chocolate cake with no icing or red velvet cake with no icing, I think I could taste the difference. But
I've never made it, so I don't know what the ingredients hold.
I don't know what makes it either, but... Grandma Patty does, because she is a baker and she always makes these fantastic cupcakes every year. And so at dinner, we asked her and Jeremy said, is this going to be final decision since Grandma Patty
Ooh.
Is a baker? And she said it was yellow cake. That's what everything starts off as, is yellow cake, but then it's chocolate cake and then it's red dye. And then we got into an argument about it. And then everybody's like, wow, I can tell y'all have been married for a while because we're arguing about red velvet cake okay. in front of the family.
Is this the same grandma that you argued with her about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She loves me. I swear. She loves me. But I told you I did get a little bit embarrassed because Grandma Patty was talking about being in Nashville sometime at a concert with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift was young. She was a teenager, and everybody else that she met was really, really nice. And they said stuff about Taylor Swift that I'm not going to repeat. Well, that she was stiff and wouldn't talk to people and all this stuff that I just completely did not buy into at all.
Well, I mean, everyone's entitled to a bad day, but we love her. And if you know her or watch her, I mean, yes, we don't know her personally. But
unfortunately, thanks, Mike. Stupid daughter got to meet her. I'm still salty about that.
How could you not love her? She is the cutest, sweetest thing.
I know. So she's telling me that she had a bad experience with Taylor Swift, and I argued with her about it for so long. I mean, not argued because it was only me talking, but I talked about Taylor Swift for so long that eventually I had to shut myself down because like 15 minutes later, everybody's eyes are glazed over and I'm still just going. I'm like, and she did this and she did this and nobody officially cares, but I'm just telling you that she is a great person. So yeah.
So it was just a one-sided argument. You just went on a rant.
Yeah, about Taylor Swift and how red velvet cake is not chocolate cake and everybody else in the world is wrong.
I mean, I like red velvet cake.
I love red velvet cake. That's my favorite. That's it.
I'm really glad that you're right all the time.
I know. Okay. So, yeah. So, welcome to people who missed us.
Yes.
We're so happy to be back. So excited for this year. We are going to bring it this year.
Heck yeah.
But first, we got a present open up because we've been waiting a while for this.
Okay. I think it's a little scary that I bring my own knife. I mean, like, this isn't the biggest knife that I bought. It's just a snake knife.
It's a kitchen knife.
Not a snake. Steak knife. Anyways, but yeah, I've brought a lot of bigger knives to cut my stuff up for Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
So Jill sent us a package. And
you want me to do it without you? I mean, you're here.
Yeah,
and you're
open it up. Okay. She sent it and she got sick right before the break. So she ended up getting it in the mail a little late. And then I got the package over vacation while you were gone. I was here some working.
I'm so glad that you waited.
Well, I asked her, I was like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me, because we each have a gift in there. Do you want us to open it up separately? And this is how well thought out Jill thought about this. She goes, well, Amy hates attention and I don't want Amy to have to open up a present by herself. So maybe it's best if y'all open it up together.
She is so smart.
Yeah. She really thought this thing through. Okay, great wrap. Well, great-ish wrapping, Jill.
No, what are you talking about?
Hey, this is a really good wrapping job, but it kind of looks like something I would wrap too. No, I just held it up weird. Maybe. It's a little loose on one side.
I mean,
I'm a horrible rapper. I get my feet involved in everything. Oh, this is the first time I've opened a present this year. I got a mug. Do you want to guess what's on my mug?
Taylor Swift.
Ooh, no.
Unicorn.
Yes, yes! I got a unicorn coffee mug.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, thank you, Jill.
I'm still opening because I'm super slow.
It says it's a 3D mug, but isn't everything 3D in our dimension?
Oh, look at this. It's a little Disney Alice in Wonderland.
That
cup.
Is so cute.
It's one mug, but it looks like three mugs and they're stacked. And it's so, so cute. My sister would not know what this is because of the birthday party we threw her. And she had no idea.
Oh, this is a really cute mug.
That's beautiful.
And I just got it out of the package. It is, in fact, 3D. If it was 1D, then it would just be a picture of a mug. Thank you, Jill,
Thank
for
you,
our gift.
Jill, that's so sweet.
That's really, really sweet.
This is going to be my official work mug. I think it's the only thing I'll drink out of now.
I like it. Yay. Well, that was fun. Now, Amy, you and I have been apart for a while.
Yes.
A lot of things have happened.
Yes.
One of which, I have to issue an apology.
To me?
Just in general. I have to apologize for griping about Harry Potter spoilers. Because I didn't realize how old this stuff was.
Oh, yes, it's really, you knew it was 10 years old plus, right?
More than that. So I just started reading the Harry Potter series. I'm currently on book 4. And I started watching the movies with my sister-in-law at Christmas because she's a huge Harry Potter fan. So we watched the first movie and it's good, but it's not as good as our movies now. And obviously, I'm a big fan of Emma, what's her name?
Watson.
Emma Watson. So I know it's been going on for a while, but still, like, the CGI, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. Movie came out in 2001.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The books were out before that. So that's now, do the math. Hold on. 19, 1, that'd be 11, 9, 10, 11, 22 years or 12 years? 22? 22.
18.
18.
From 2001 to 2019. Is 18 years, but I don't know when the book came out.
Damn it, I did the bath
it's
backwards.
It's okay. No, you
I did the bath
right.
backwards. Is what I just said. I'm so stupid. Okay. So anyway. Yes, that makes more sense. It'd be 1 minus 19 would be 18. So that was 18 years. So to put that in perspective, this is what happened in 2001. While Harry Potter's coming out and I'm not a part of it and I'm still mad. Obviously, 9/11 happened.
Yes, that was the first thing I was going to say.
Yeah. I was gearing up to graduate high school.
Yep.
Get my tongue pierced and get a really bad tramp stamp tattoo, which would later get more destroyed when I got a mole removed.
Oh, my goodness.
This song was at the top of the Billboard charts back in 2001. Nothing I can do. Can you name the band?
Oh, man, I hate it when you do this to me.
I couldn't.
Give me a second. No, I don't know. I don't have it.
Lifehouse.
Oh, man.
Also, that's the year that this song came out.
Oh, yeah. Drops is Jupiter. I don't know the band.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
Also, Sex and the City won an Emmy that year. And some movies that were released in theaters include Shrek, Zoolander, Legally Blonde, and Bridget Jones' Diary. So,
wow.
I can't be griping no. about something that came out 18 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
people who graduated high school.
Yeah, been born and graduated.
So, I can't complain. I'm still working my way through the series. I would prefer not a spoiler alert, but just because I'm listening to a comedy channel and they throw out a big spoiler, I guess I can't be mad about that. That's only my own fault. I have nobody else to blame.
That's like a generation. That's crazy.
I'm a little late to the party, but I'm here. I'm sorry. So how was Christmas? How was everything? How have you been?
It's been great. It's been great. I did a lot of activities over Christmas break. I stayed busy. I did family dinners, games, movie nights. We ate a lot of popcorn. Maddox learned tricks. He is so good.
Did you get him the magic stuff?
Yes. He's blowing my mind.
Okay, how old's Maddox?
He is 12. He's about to be 13. I love that he enjoys this. I mean, I'm glad he's not just a video game fanatic, but I don't know how he's doing it. He's like picking cards out of a deck. I don't know how it's being done. It's mm-hmm. really blowing my mind. I don't even know how to explain these tricks, but
good for him.
So he has this trick set that I dropped one card in my coffee and it was an accident. And I think it was an actual deck that was a trick mm-hmm. deck, and I ruined it. Yeah, I ruined the one card. So, I mean, now it's not a full deck, and yeah. I can't just go buy him another deck because it's, I can get this in quotations special deck, but I felt so bad. I ruined the one card and now it's all done. So he hasn't been doing tricks since I ruined that one card.
So
he's taking a break.
Okay. Did you ruin the card this year or last year?
I think it was on New Year's Day.
Okay. So Amy kicked off the new year by disappointing her son and ruining that for him. That's nice.
I think I talked about painting Morgan's room. She wanted to redo it and we got her actual gallon of paint for her Christmas gift and some swatches. And so we did that. I'm still picking the paint out of my hair. We went to a Stars game and I know you're not a big sports fanatic mm-hmm. and I'm not either. I don't know what the right term is.
You can put up with it. Yeah.
And I knew with hockey games that you throw the gloves down and there's fighting, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that the actual crowd was so aggressive. So when we went, it was scary. I'm just going to come out and say it. It was a mm-hmm. little bit scary. It was fun, but I thought that I might get beat up in the audience. It was very aggressive.
I used to practice my sports crap talking whenever I would go to games because it amazes me how people are, you know, get that ball, you idiot. I mean, obviously not in hockey, it'd be a puck, but you know, they're screaming out stuff and I never know what to say. So I would try screaming out stuff too. And Jeremy would make fun of me because he said that my insults weren't good enough, but I'd be like, my mom's more aggressive in the nail salon than you are out there on the field or ice or whatever it is you're on. He's like, yeah, that's
Stop.
Horrible. That's
Stop.
Horrible. And I didn't realize that they switched sides. So somebody finally scored and then I jumped up and was cheering and Jeremy's like, why are you cheering for them? And I was like, baby, they just scored. And he's like, no, that's the wrong team. They've switched sides, Lacey. And I'm like, oh, I give up.
I was so glad Josh took me. He won them He got them as a Christmas gift. And I was glad that he took me and I didn't want to ruin it. So I kept my mouth shut a lot of the time because I kept on having to remind myself like, okay, there's periods, so there's three. Don't say quarter. Don't say this, the wrong thing, half or anything. It'd be wrong. So I just like, oh, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't ruin this moment. I think I did all right. He said he had a good time with me.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We had a really, really good Christmas. I learned some things for sure this Christmas. And it's not that red velvet cake is chocolate cake. That's not what I learned at all.
That's not true.
Not according to me. I will buy presents for myself and wrap them. And Jeremy does too, just because I get what I want anyway. And, you know, I don't need a lot of stuff. So Jeremy's all, oh, well, I don't have anything for you. Well, don't worry because I found like the softest pajamas ever. So I got some for me and I got some for my mom. And then I wrapped them up for Christmas and I'd get the girl stuff and then I'd get me something. Well, it got a little obnoxious. And
all the things you were getting yourself?
Yeah. not that I was getting for myself because I only got myself a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
But I wrapped them up thinking Jeremy's not getting me stuff. And instead, everybody got me a lot of stuff. And see, we got mom a lot of stuff, but we knew it. So we started staggering out the Christmas gifts. So we'd make her open this on this day. And here, why don't you have this? That way it didn't just look like she had an enormous pile of presents.
Smart.
Yeah. Nobody did that with me. So as we're all sitting around Christmas Day, unwrapping presents, I felt like almost every present was, this is for little Kira, who deserves presents because she's a kid. This is for Lacey again.
You know what?
Another one for Lacey.
No, that's, don't feel that way. They love you, and they wanted to shower you with gifts. There's
sure
nothing wrong with that.
And in my defense, like, my in-laws wrap everything. So if I'm going to get a gift card, it's going to be a gift card wrapped inside of a box with something in there that's going to make noise. I got my big present this year that you forgot about that's going to help bring us together. Sewing machine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to ask you about it. I even made a note.
Yeah. I got a sewing machine. So I would get sewing needles and those would be wrapped up. I would get bobbins and those. So I was getting small things along with my big thing.
Oh my gosh. I would be sweating so bad. All those eyeballs on me and all those presents to open. Oh my gosh. It would take so much time.
It was a lot. It was so much. So I was like stuffing back some of my presents that I knew that I
sit on them.
Yeah.
Hide them.
My face mask that I bought myself. I left those in my stocking. I didn't open them till later. I also learned, big complaint of mine. I love him. Why do I always have to issue that? I love him. He's a great guy. He's my husband. I love him so much. It's so hard to buy for him because he never wants anything. I get him something. I think he's going to like it. He doesn't like it. He shows zero emotion. So this year, I really tried, not zero emotion because he is appreciative, but then he appreciates it a lot and then never uses it. Yeah. But I tried this year. I tried to listen. He would say that he wants something and I would write it down. So one thing he wanted was Guitar Player magazine. So my parents got him that.
Oh.
And a subscription. Whenever he opened it up, I could tell on his face, he's kind of like, why do I have this?
What?
Yeah. And so I told
him.
Yeah. I told him later. I was like, you told me that you wanted that. So I made a note about it. Whatever. No big deal. At his parents' house, he unwraps an Elton John guitar book. Exact same expression.
What? No way.
Yeah. I mean,
he has memory like me.
Yeah. Thanks. He forgets what he tells me.
He has no memory just like me. Oh my gosh, that's why you love us both.
Because I told you, remember for his birthday, I thought about doing indoor skydiving for him because he told me he wanted to go skydiving.
Yes.
And then he doesn't remember that. So then I'm thinking, I'm not crazy because I wrote it down so I do not forget. So I don't come back later and I'm like, what is it he wanted to do? Scuba diving, you know? And then I'm completely wrong. No, I wrote it down and he does not remember what he says in the moment that he likes. Because I think he's kind of like, oh, that's cool. I'd like that. And then never thinks about it again. But he just got a brand new guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be embarrassed because, you know, you're a good wife and you make note of things that he says.
I'm a great wife. He's a great husband, too, and I love him. Disclaimer always.
No, I meant to ask you because Josh's family decided not to do the $5 do-it-yourself gift this year. We drew names and we set a limit of like $25 to $50, whatever. So I was so upset because I love making my annual $5 quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to get your sewing machine, and I was excited about your sewing machine, so I took it upon myself to make the $5 quilt on my own for myself so that I could be blessed with my own gift because it's so fun.
Did you wrap it and unwrap it in front of people?
No. What I did was is I took it and I like wore it like it was cold in their house. It wasn't cold on Christmas Day. I just took that quilt just to rub it in their faces of how great my quilt was. And you know what? It didn't feel good. It didn't feel good at all. I felt bad about being negative on Christmas Day, so I ended up hiding it under the dining room table.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with me?
I thought you were going to say it was like bad material or something.
No.
But no, it just made you feel bad.
Yeah, it made me feel bad. So that was a bad decision on my part.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my sewing machine, so I'm ready for you and I to start doing some sewing projects.
Yay!
Also, my mom and Heaven are learning how to sew, too. So that's going to be really good motivation for me to keep it going.
I am so excited.
So I gave Jeremy his headphones.
Yes. So
if you recall, I accidentally kind of bought Jeremy some knockoff headphones, some Beats, and I didn't know whether or not to give it to him. I say accidentally because I didn't know as I was purchasing them that they were fakes. But before I purchased them, my friend was like, hey, you know, these are knockoffs, right? And my dumb butt's like, nope. Yeah. Is that why they're so cheap? I thought you just got like a discount or something. So I bought him some knockoff headphones, which kind of wasn't a good deal because my mom ended up getting some nice headphones from us. My sister-in-law ended up getting some nice headphones from us. And then Jeremy gets those headphones. And
did you confess?
No.
You didn't?
Mm. He's excited. He loves his headphones. They work great.
That's great.
He told me they sound fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then he goes, where'd you get them from? Oh. I said, why? They're supposed to have a case with them and they don't have a case.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he hasn't mentioned it again. But
you're going to have to confess. If he brings it up again.
These, like, okay, I looked because this is a different kind. It's like Beats Solo 3. I don't even know what that means. Well, I thought Beats were 100. These are 200, like 215
oh
or something.
My gosh.
So I can either go back and get him some real ones or tell him, hey, I bought them from a friend. Here's a case. And buy him a case.
Well, how much is a case?
Like $13,
I would
probably.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. Opposed to like actually getting him a new one that's really
because
expensive?
They sound fantastic. That's my sticking point. Like if he got them and he's, man,
right.
These are janky, then I understand. I really did not mean
that
to get him knockoffs.
Right.
Yes. I thought I was getting a really good deal on some headphones, but...
Well, yay you, that they work fantastic.
Yeah, and I carried some fake bags over the break. My neighbor just got back from a trip, from a cruise, and she bought a bunch of fake bags. Those
like
apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Those apparently are really popular wherever, at all these stops that the cruises make. So I borrowed 2 Gucci bags from her and carried those. I carried those to an after Christmas party this weekend. And one of my girlfriends was like, I really like your purse. Is it real? I don't know why somebody would ask that, but I told her no. Is it real? No, it's not real. I don't care. That leather, that fake leather or whatever it is that they make with those fake knockoff purses, it feels legit. That is probably the nicest material I've ever felt before in my life. And even though it's fake, she still had to pay a good amount for it.
Yeah.
Because you're probably still paying... I don't know what she paid, but let's say she's paying $50 for a knockoff purse instead of $300, if that's how much it would be.
Well, I mean, even by, it might be real leather, but you're buying the name whenever you buy, you know, not the knockoff or whatever. So if you buy a knockoff, it might still be leather. It's just not that the name that you're actually buying. It's like the fake name.
But it's spelled correctly.
Well,
and
yeah, but I mean, it's not like an actual, you're not buying the brand.
Sure. But I don't care about that. It's still, it's a really nice purse. And they even come with a certificate in it. I don't know why
the
I sound like,
too?
Yeah, I don't know why I sound like I'm trying to sell fake stuff now. I'm not. But my neighbor just told me, like, if you ever need a nice purse to go out, just come borrow mine. So I did. And they were nice. And somebody asked me if it was fake. And I said, yep. I don't know how she knew because it wasn't like it was spelled wrong.
Well, did you say it's fake, but it's not mine? Because that's even worse. It's someone else's fake purse. I bought my own purse, too. Me and Josh usually don't buy gifts for each other. But I ordered something for the office party, and it didn't come on time. And so I wanted to keep it, but I wanted to keep it quiet from Josh, too. And then I found something perfect for him for Christmas Day. And since I was like, well, I guess I could just use this as my gift to myself, too. And he got so mad at me that I bought my own gift. But I was like, I want it. And I already spent the money, so why the heck not? Anyways, but I got a purse, too, and I really like it.
So you got a purse for the company Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
for you to
late.
Carry.
For
to
me
the
to carry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you
like
decided to keep it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bought myself a gift. I don't ever do that. We don't do that. Unless it's like, we need really good winter coats this year, and we go to do it together, and it's, you know, an activity. But no, I totally bought my own. But I didn't wrap it. I should have wrapped it.
Oh.
I think I'd feel better about it if I had wrapped it.
I bought... wrapped but the label on it, and then Jeremy said something smart. I can't remember. Something smart about me buying something, or what is that something for me, or is that something you bought for yourself? So on one label, excuse me for saying this, it's just a joke, but I put to Lacey from Lacey because Jeremy Claus isn't real. So then the family had a laugh whenever they're passing out presents. And they're like, oh, here's another one for Lacey from
See,
Lacey.
That is why they love you, is because you're funny.
I do have to brag. I had to work on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all of that. So I didn't get to do anything. I ended up voluntarily, like, not doing anything. I had a couple obligations, and I guess I'm old. I was just tired. I had a date obligation and a night obligation, and I bailed on both of them and was like, peace out. I'm super duper tired. And I just stayed at home and did nothing. Jeremy was working, so I didn't see anybody. I come to work, and it's just me, and I'm alone. And then my friend Kajal, who just moved back, she was off work that day, so she came up here. First day of 2019, she was the first person that I saw. I wanted to be the first person she saw, too, but that didn't happen because she's married, so she woke up next to him, and she's like, I won't look at him, I promise. You're sweet, but you're lying, so...
That is a really good friend, because there's no way I would have come up here. And she lives right down the street, though,
yeah,
so it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
too much credit, Kajal, being all favorite over there.
But it was fun, because we met here, and then she reminded me that it was our anniversary, so she was the first person that I saw. We met 6 years ago up here, so we had a lot of fun. I ended up, it's the only day during vacation that I stayed late, because normally as soon as the show was over, I'm out of here, but I ended up staying an hour hanging out with her.
Aww.
Yeah, so it was pretty fun.
Good job, Kajal.
What did you do for New Year's? Anything?
We didn't do anything. We hung out with family. We thought about going to a party, and then we thought about having to get an Uber and getting dressed up. And I wanted to be fancy because, you know, we're just with family, so we were all comfortable. But I also want to be fancy because we're bringing in the new year. You know, it's exciting, and you got kazoos and whatever and horns. And so I wore my sweatpants and I put my pearls on. I mean, they're like real pearls, and they're like 6 or 7 strands. I'd never worn them since I got them. They were a gift as a bridesmaid. You know, for being bridesmaids, it was the gift. Anyway, so I put them all over my hoodie, and I thought I looked great.
That's fantastic. I was in sweatpants the whole time. I think I even wore, well, I know I wore the same outfit several days in a row because there was nobody up here, so it didn't matter. So I just threw on clothes and working vacation. I have to be here earlier. I'm lucky how late you and I get to sleep in to come into work. We still have to get up early, but we don't have to get up as early as everybody else. But during vacation, I have to be here to start the show.
Mm-hmm.
I come in while the show's in progress now. So I went several days. Really gross tradition of mine that I'm proud of, and I have no idea why. I see how
I
can go without a shower.
It's perfect. I think it's so funny.
It's so funny to me. It's so gross, but it's so funny because, I mean, I showered it up. I even shaved my legs on New Year's Eve, and then I did not shower again until the 4th. The 4th was my first official shower, and I was so proud of myself.
Is it a dare to yourself? Like, how long can you make it without doing something?
And it was easy because Jeremy was working, and he was working overtime. Like, if Jeremy was home, I don't want to be super gross in front of him. Sure, I'll skip a day or two of a shower, but, I mean, after I told him it was 4 days and I was taking my first shower, he's like, are you serious? Yeah.
I want you to keep track of like how each year, how long you can make it. I don't know if you have you ever beat 4 days before?
I don't know. That would be pretty gross.
I think you need to make a tally or a note of it somehow.
Day 4, I was questioning myself because I'm up here at work. People are finally coming in on that Friday and I'm like, do I smell me or do I smell something? Or like, do I not smell? I don't know. I really can't tell. But girl, my skin has been so freaking bad.
Do you think it's punishment? Like your body's like reacting?
No, because I would still lotion and lather up. But my skin has been so incredibly gross that I've had to resolve. I've had to, what's the word I was trying to use?
Result in, I think.
No, that's not it. I have had to start using Vaseline on my body.
I have done that before.
As moisturizer. That is so ridiculous.
You need to exfoliate too.
So I did. I bought some coffee grinds.
I've done sugar scrubs before that I loved. I don't think coffee would be bad.
I mean, it's something that I bought. It's not something I just came up with. Shea Moisturizer has like really dry skin stuff. And so I bought coffee grinds and ended up like scrubbing myself down in the shower yesterday. I have bought so much stuff. It's just ridiculous. I almost had to call off Jeremy's after Christmas party on Saturday. I was lady shaving my face just to get the dry skin off because I put on moisturizer and it would just come off. And then I was wearing a black jumpsuit. And I'm just like,
yeah,
you've got to skin check me all night, babe. Yeah. If I've got some skin coming off of my face, if I start flaking off on my outfit, you have got to brush me off. You have to skin check me.
How did he do? Did he keep track and send you to the bathroom if he saw something or whatever?
No, he just picked it off my face like the good husband that he is. And I had another friend on skin patrol, so it was fine.
Hey, if you can recruit someone else and have someone else on the team, that is great.
But that's why I sent you a screenshot of the sweetest compliment that Jeremy has given me this year. For my birthday is on Monday, January the 14th. And my little sister, Heaven, her birthday is also in January. My whole family, all of our birthday is together. My birthday is January 14th. My brother's is the 19th. Heaven's is the 21st. Yeah, the 21st. My mom's is February 2nd. And my dad's is February 23rd. So my mom told me the other day, she goes, hey, pick a date between these couple days. I want the whole family to come over and we're going to celebrate mine, yours, your brother's, and Heaven's birthday. And we're going to have steak. And I was like, but what about Dad?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take Dad out for his birthday. Okay, but I still say we can celebrate his birthday that night. Why would we have a party for the whole family except for him?
That is strange.
Yeah.
She just wants to keep him for herself.
I guess. But anyway, for mine and Heaven's birthday, my mom bought us tickets to go to Shenyu Ballet at Bass Hall. I've never been to Bass Hall before in downtown Fort Worth. It's a big, beautiful building and angels playing trumpets. I was trying to remember what they're doing. Yeah. Angels doing something on the side. Angels are playing trumpets on the side. And it's really nice. So Heaven came over and we had a makeup party. I curled her hair and put her on makeup did face masks. She loves to do that kind of stuff. Did face masks before. And we both got dressed up. She bought a dress that looked exactly like my ball gown with the high-low, the mullet dress.
You showed me the picture and I didn't even notice that.
Well, my mom dropped her off. We're getting ready. Jeremy leaves. I'm the one who's driving us out. So she bought this dress simply because it looks like mine. So she wanted us to match. Well, it's time to get ready. I'm like, you got to zip me up. Heaven felt the pain that Jeremy has felt his whole life. Or the whole quarter of his life that he's been with me. She couldn't zip it up.
Get
and it's
out.
Not, I've not tried it back on. I know I've put on weight, but I'm pretty sure I still fit into that dress. I don't think it's that, but whenever you have to go over the boning, you know, you get that little hard part.
Yes.
So I almost called my neighbor.
Like the understuff too sometimes. You might have to change the bra or whatever.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. Aww. I almost called my neighbor, but I didn't because even though we were going to the Bass Hall, that dress would have been a little extra. But I'd wear it for her. I wore that last year whenever we went to her princess dance or something.
Right.
I was the only adult who was dressed up, too. That was a lot of fun. But, yeah, she could not get the dress up. Could
you
not get the zipper up.
Neighbor. She would have done it. She would have been happy to help.
Yeah, but we were already, we weren't running late, but we were running late for me. I set an early time for us to leave, and it was like 30 minutes later. We still had plenty of time, but I didn't have time to deal with all that, so I had to change. So I still had a nice dress I could wear. It wasn't a big deal. It did end up being a major fail, though, because my ball gown is dark material. I don't have to worry about anything. The dress that I put on is mauve, very, very light pink. And it's a slip and then something over it. And I've worn this dress a lot of times. I bought it for Vegas. Great dress. As I'm in the bathroom at Shenyu, I was like, what is that? Oh, that's my blue underwear. So
no.
I could see my underwear through the dress.
Why did you wear blue underwear?
Because I wasn't planning on wearing that dress. So I wasn't coordinating appropriately.
Did you make her like walk behind you?
No. I mean, by this time I had already been wearing the dress. We had already went out to eat. This was like intermission, I think, at the ballet. So I think you really had to look like it wasn't. You had to be because there's enough going on the dress to cover it up. But I could tell.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was so mad. But back to the compliment. So Jeremy sent me the best compliment ever. I was taking pictures and sending him the stuff Heaven and I are doing. Here's us at Cheesecake Factory. Here's us eating a cheesecake. This and this. And he responded with, both you girls look really beautiful and very moisturized.
That is just the sweetest thing. He is the best husband. I'm going to preface this with something else. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. did you know? I saw this over Christmas break. My cousin had gone to Cheesecake Factory. She had gotten a gift card, and I think the average cheesecake. This is maybe I shouldn't tell people. The average cheesecake is like 1,300 calories.
Oh yeah.
One slice.
Yeah.
Like up to 1,700 calories is like the highest.
It says that on the menu. It tells you how many calories.
Well, she was shocked because I guess the place that her location or whatever didn't have it before. And now they printed new menus and they have them labeled on there. She's like, I had to go with the strawberry.
And they also have on the bottom, 2,000 calorie recommendation diet.
Yes.
Next to that.
So mean.
Yeah.
So mean.
Yeah, that place is ridiculous. I'm glad that we went, though. We had a really good time. I thought about taking her to a nice place. We're having restaurant week this week, so you can go to some of the nicer places for cheap. And I'm glad my neighbor talked me out of it because she's like, no, she doesn't care about steak. She's not going to want anything.
I love Cheesecake Factory. The only problem with that place is their menu is huge. There's so many choices. It takes me forever to make a decision.
I brought her to Cheesecake Factory. She still got something from the kids' menu. I was like, hey, here's all these choices of anything that you want. And she's like, where are the chicken nuggets at? So I'm glad that I didn't bring her there.
So over the break, I tried to go cash in that, $30 Apple new battery. So I made an appointment. It was like the day after I did Christmas with my family. We didn't get to actually celebrate on Christmas Day because some people were out of town. We were just waiting for everybody to get back together. Anyway, so I had to leave early because I had a new appointment. So we stayed the night at my mom's. I peaced out. I was like, okay, I got to go get my phone, get a new battery, bye. And I drive all the way over there. They open up my phone and they see that there's like this little strip on the inside if there's water damage, if it's mm-hmm. been soaked. They can tell. And so they knew that my phone had water damage and they refused to give me a battery, which they have every right to do that because if they mess with it and break my phone, they would have to replace it. So they're like, we're not touching it. I was so sad. So now I have to be like constantly plugged into the wall if I want to use my phone.
Oh, Amy, I thought you were going to say you finally got a new phone.
No, it's not good news. It's just bad news.
Amy.
I know. But I think, I don't know, maybe I'll get a new one. Maybe sometime. But I know I was so disappointed. I was really looking forward to that new battery and they won't do it.
Because you had some phone drama over the holidays.
I did. Oh my gosh, you're going to have to remind me.
I watched the Taylor Swift Netflix, and I was geeking out hardcore about it. And so I was texting you, like, being all snarky, like, I love you, but I love Taylor Swift more. And if I could have her over you, I'd have her, but I can't, but I love you, but don't take this the wrong way, but I love Taylor Swift more. I don't know, whatever it was that I said. And you didn't respond.
No, I didn't. Okay, I remember now.
Yeah, so I told you the next day, I'm like, Robert? Because he never responds to my text messages.
Well, yeah, my phone just would like keep dying. Like I'd have 70%. It would just like die. And I turn it back on. It would be 60%. And then it would die. Like every time I try to text or send a picture or whatever, look something up. So
drive your son somewhere.
Yeah. So sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you. It wasn't on purpose.
I'm just excited. I'm glad to be back. I am glad to be back. But it does suck. January is the worst month of the year.
It's usually the longest month of the year.
Yeah. And
I mean, yeah, it's 31 days, just like, half the other months. But no, like it seems extremely long to me.
And it's just depressing because you're around everybody and having such a great time and you're with family and you're not going to work. And then you have to come back to work. And
I almost bought tickets yesterday.
Two
flights to New Zealand. I'm so ready for another vacation.
Yeah.
I am so stinking ready. I mean, I've been back for 5 days.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
Christmas is still up at my house. Yeah. I have no intentions of taking it down anytime soon. I was feeling a little good yesterday. I thought I was going to go home and maybe get started on it, but I didn't. I started doing other stuff instead. I have Bonnie coming into town this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and give her the warning that, hey, Christmas up at my house. It ain't coming down anytime soon.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me for that. But I have found myself in a funk, though, just because I'm like, man, what's wrong with me? Oh, yeah, it's January. And January sucks. And I got to get back to work.
But your birthday. Everything but your birthday sucks. Aw, don't do that.
But I do have some news. you think that January sucks and you think that the first week back to work sucks. Apparently, more people die this week than any day of the year. You're a study kidding. Found out that during the second week of January, about 40% more people die than other weeks of the year. And the main reason is cold weather and a lot of illnesses going around.
That is crazy.
I know. So it sucks, but it doesn't suck like death sucks. Like, we're still here for now.
You're dead. You don't care. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have something sucky to say.
What? Are we going to end on sucky notes?
Yeah.
Keeping it real in 2019.
So it was right after Christmas, and me and Morgan were getting stuff for a room. She wanted new decor and this and that. So we're at this discount store. Okay, I was at Dirt Cheap. That's where I was. It's a great store, and I love it.
Like furniture store?
Well, they have furniture and decorations and clothes and shoes. They just have everything. It's just a department store. Anything that Target or JCPenney or anything that they don't want and trying to get rid of, they sell it to this place, and they'll do it for a discounted price or whatever. Anyway, so we're there, and we come out, and I have a flat tire. We have a flat tire. It is cold. It is raining. I just spent so much money at Dirt Cheap. I was mad. And instead of, you know, calling AAA because I forgot about them, I group text my family. I was like, somebody come get me. I'm ready to ditch this car. It is a piece of crap. Let's go. And they're like, well, don't you want to like use our your insurance that you pay for every month? Nobody wanted to come. No, that's not true. They wanted to come get me, but I just was stupid. I guess it was a blonde moment or something. I completely forgot that I pay for that. Anyways, I was ready to ditch my car. And I think you already know because I think you saw, but I ditched my car so bad that I got a new one.
You're the white car?
I'm the white car.
Amy!
I thought you saw it. There was someone who was exiting the garage. It took them, no joke, 7-8 minutes to get out of the parking garage. I was like, who is this person?
It was me?
No, the person in front of me. No, the person in front of me could not figure it out. It made me so mad. I was like, I'm not gonna tell her. I'm just gonna tell her on the podcast. But then you pulled up right behind me because the person exiting took so dang long. Anyways, I thought you had saw.
No, I saw the white. I only noticed the white car this morning. I saw the white car parked to Anna this morning, parked next to Anna, because I got in a little bit later.
Yeah.
So you got a new car.
I got a new car. And I feel so silly. I had instant regret. We got home. Josh totally pushed me into it. I would have driven my car into the ground. I really would have because I had my other one for like 13 years or something. Anyways, I couldn't sleep. I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning, like cleaning the garage and vacuuming. I just felt so bad and greedy right after Christmas getting a car. A new one, too. It was just like, ooh, who is this person?
So you got a brand new Jeep?
I got a brand new Jeep.
At 2019?
Yes. Ah! But it's so crazy because I've never had like a fancy car. And it's not, it's like standard. But since it's so new, all the standard stuff is things that I've never had before. Like rear backup camera and like there's sensors that tell me like don't turn now because there's someone there. It's all so new to me. I don't know what any of the buttons do.
Okay, so that is fantastic.
It is.
That is so fantastic.
It is.
Did you get a new car because you didn't want to get new tires?
That's what everybody in the family keeps saying because I sent out a group text. Someone come get me. I'm ready to ditch my car. No, I love Jeep. I've had many, many Jeeps. And Josh just did not like my last one. And he never did from the first. And it was a new one, too.
Mm-hmm.
He just never liked it. And so he really pushed me into getting this one just because he hated the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Not because I needed new tires.
I have a confession to make.
What? Did you get a new one, too?
No.
What?
Jeremy got a new car because he had bad tires and a bad windshield and he didn't want to have to pay for it.
Oh, my God. I had a bad windshield, too. That is crazy.
But in his defense, and I'm so not trying to trump, so please don't think that.
No.
In his defense, he did very little driving on his car because he works in town. He ended up getting like cash back and everything. But I told him, I was like, babe, maybe next time we need to lease you a car because he didn't have that much miles. But for him, it was great. I mean, the only thing is, you know, of course, now he's extended. Now he renewed. So he's like another 6 years group. But I mean, it doesn't matter. But he got it in his head. He was like, well, I'd have to pay. Those tires on his car is expensive.
Yeah.
And his whole windshield was completely ruined. So he was like, I think I'm just going to go get a new car. And it it worked out perfectly. He got a new car, cash back, same, all of it. Yeah. He asked me, though, he asked me if I wanted to go with him. And I said, no, babe, I'm good. So I slept till 1:30 that afternoon. By the time I woke up, he already had a new car and was out
and
about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had Josh meet me there. And I had picked, I was like, I don't want black. I don't want white because, you know, it shows so much dirt. I show, they bring, like, bring out this beautiful silver car. And Josh shows up because he had to meet me after work. He showed up. He's like, oh, look at that color. And so he picked me out a car that he wanted. He got me the white car, which is fine. I just worried about having to clean that car.
Do you like it?
I do.
You like the color so far?
Yeah, I just feel silly. Everyone keeps saying it's like a grown-up car to have a white car. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what's grown up and what's not. I just...
I'm so happy for you. And I'm so glad that I didn't ask whose white car that was because I thought just an intern had parked in your spot or something.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
for
you.
You would have heard me griping.
I'm so happy.
Thanks.
Now I won't even give you crap about your old ass phone because you got a brand new car. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
I remember last year I was combing through some old episodes because I was trying to see. We complained last year about not having our stuff together in 2018, but we did it in January. So I was listening to this episode to see, like, did we ever meet our goals? Did we get it together? Have we got it together by now?
Right.
But everything that was wrong was like, oh, I don't, you didn't have enough stuff to make cookies and your daughter had to go buy dessert for you and stuff. So look at how much you've come, how far you've come in a year,
well,
Amy.
Yesterday I had to borrow $10 from Morgan. I didn't have cash on me and I had to pay for tutoring or not tutoring. It was like a lesson or whatever. So I don't know. I've come a little place, you know, come far in some places, but not in other places.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for
you. It's totally silly, but it's, I guess I should be excited.
It's a big deal though. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Thank you.
Yay, Amy. 2019's our year. It's only going to keep going up from here. Congratulations to us.
You know it.
And thank you all. I hope you're ready for another great year. I just lost my energy on that one because I was like, what am I trying to say? But we hope that you all had a very wonderful holidays. Happy New Year. This is the year that we're actually going to get it together.
Yes, we are.
This is the year that we're going to, what's that meme? Like, finish our resolutions that we said we were going to do in 2016 and then carry them over to 2017 and 2018. Like, it's finally going to happen. I have a really good feeling about this year.
Me too.
I'm not a positive person, so I don't know why. I'm just giddy about this year. And next is going to be the Roaring 20s, and I am so ready for the Roaring
20s. Oh my gosh, 20s. I haven't thought about that.
Oh my gosh, you haven't?
No.
It's going to be Gatsby for a whole year, bitch. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can say some kind words. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. Hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I hate to sound like every woman ever, but I'm depressed.